New Hampshire Republican Senator Kelly Ayotte is walking back comments she made at a debate earlier this week about Donald Trump being a role model for children. Morning Edition host Rick Ganley spoke with Ayotte this morning about those comments and other issues being raised on the campaign trail as she runs for a second term in the U.S. Senate.
Senator, I want to start with a comment that you made during Monday night's debate that, as you know, it's getting a lot of attention. You were asked whether Donald Trump is a role model for children, and you said absolutely you would say that. And then you later said you misspoke. So what did you mean to say?
I did misspeak at the debate. I don't believe, first of all, I hope that all of our children aspire to run for president. But I don't think either Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton have set a good example. And I would not hold either of them out as role models for my children.
When you need to walk back a statement like that, now saying your own party's presidential nominee isn't someone children should look up to, what does that say about Donald Trump?
Well, I think we have a situation. What does it say about both candidates? I couldn't hold either of them out as role models for my children. But obviously, I've got to look at the policy issues in this election, and I'm concerned about the direction we've been taking on national security, that Hillary Clinton was obviously in charge of many decisions, the Iran agreement and decisions that were made that I have disagreements with and are concerned about our security on.
Is there anything specific that you can point to that makes you uncomfortable with him being a role model? I mean, for example, are you comfortable with someone who wants to be president, you know, lashing out at a former Miss Universe on Twitter and criticizing her weight? I mean, those kind of comments, does that bother you?
Well, I've actually called him out on many occasions on comments that he's made, and that's something that I will continue to do when I disagree with him. And I think that what's really important is no matter who's in that Oval Office, that when we disagree with them, and when I do, I will be quite clear about that. When I think they're going in the wrong direction for New Hampshire or based on things they say or do, and then also work with the individual, whoever's elected, to get good things done, and even if they're of the opposing party. And that's something I've done in my time in the Senate. I mean, for example, you may recall when members of my own party pushed the government shutdown, I was one of the strongest critics of that tactic and really stood up. And I think that's what we need to do. And that's what the people of New Hampshire deserve.
You have walked that fine line for months now, saying that you would vote for your nominee, but you won't endorse him. Can you understand why voters may be confused by that distinction?
I don't think there's anything confusing about it. We got two choices in this election, essentially, of who may be president. Like many of the voters, I've got to vote for one of them. I want change. I think we've been fundamentally going in the wrong direction on especially many of these national security issues, the Iran agreement. And this is also a big disagreement in this race because, you know, one of the first things that Governor Hassan did when she got in this race was endorse the Iran agreement. And I believe it has made the country less safe with their testing of ballistic missiles, their support for terrorism, and how we've seen that unfold. And, you know, I've been clear about him voting, but I've not endorsed him because we've had a multitude of issues where I have not agreed with him, and I've been clear about that.
Moving on, the U.S. Supreme Court began its new session this week and continues to be down to justice, with your party refusing to hold hearings on President Obama's nominee, Merrick Garland. Now, you've argued the next president should appoint Antonin Scalia's replacement, but given the concerns that you've raised about Trump, do you trust him to make what could be, you know, up to three appointments during a tenure to the nation's highest court?
Well, I think that the Senate obviously will have an important advise and consent role in this to make sure whoever is nominated is qualified to serve. And certainly I want to make sure that we do let the next president make that appointment, that people weigh in on their vote in November. And I certainly expect him and in that role, I would expect him to nominate qualified justices. And I'm confident that he'll do that. He's already put out a number of people who could be proposed names. And that's not exclusive, but the Senate will look to make sure that whether Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump nominate someone, that they're qualified.
But do you trust Donald Trump in that role?
I do.
If Hillary Clinton wins, would you be willing to confirm Merrick Garland during the lame duck session?
Well, I think that it's really going to be up to Secretary Clinton of if she wins this election, whether she would be renominating and supporting Merrick Garland. I've said very clearly from day one that the new president is going to weigh in on who they want to nominate. So if she is going to affirm that will be her nominee as well, then absolutely I will be giving him full consideration.
One more question on an issue that came up in the Senate last week. You and 97 other senators, including Jean Shaheen, voted to override President Obama's veto of a bill that allows families of September 11th victims to sue Saudi Arabia. Now, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is now saying the bill could have unintended consequences, and he criticized the president for not making the issues with the legislation clear. But, I mean, is that fair? Didn't the president raise those concerns when he vetoed the bill?
Yes, I think that, first of all, I voted with Senator Shaheen to override his veto because I do believe that the victims of 9/11 should have their day in court, and that it's important that they do that. And certainly those issues were raised at the time. And obviously the Senate spoke on the issue overwhelmingly.
So do you disagree with the majority leader?
Yeah, I do disagree with him on this. I voted for that override. I think it was the right thing to do for the victims of 9/11. It is legislation that does still give the president an opportunity. If there is a particular concern, the president does have some authority with that legislation going forward that he can exercise. And I think it's right that the 9/11 victims have their day.
Senator Kelly Ayotte, thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Rick. Have a good day.